Welcome to Torah Dimacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek 42. The last Perek spoke about how Avraham Avinu, the Jewish people, and Koresh listened to Hashem despite opposition from all those around them. Koresh allowed the Jews back from Babel to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. As we have said a number of times, when Yeshayahu mentions a temporary salvation, as we saw with Chizkiyahu, the next parak often describes the ultimate salvation. This parak begins by talking about Mashiach, who will complete the journey that Avraham Avinu began. Rav Schwab says that once the people realize that the nevuos of Yeshayahu are true when the nevuah of Koresh comes true, this will make them realize that the nevuos in this parak are true as well. The Mishpatzo Zahav brings another connection between the two parakim. In the last parak, Hashem tried to convince the other nations that they were going down the wrong path, but they refused to listen. The purpose of creation is for the world to recognize Hashem. Since it won't happen otherwise, the world needs Mashiach to help bring the world, both the Jews and the non-Jews, to its perfect state with recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishpat Zahav also says that this parak is read as the Haftorah of Parshas Bereishis, as the parak teaches that the world was not just created once and then left to its own devices. Hashem renews the world every day and leads humanity to its final goal. In this process of human history, man has sinned, and these sins need to be redeemed, which is a theme of the parak. The parak begins by describing Mashiach, Pasuk 1. Hein avdi esmach bo, behold my servant, who, according to the Radak and Malbim, is Mashiach, is the support, kavyachol, of Hashem. It is as if Hashem is leaning on this person, as Hashem is having this human being bring the purpose of creation to fruition. Hashem gives him Ruach HaKodesh, so he can fulfill one of his main roles, which is Mishpat L'Gayim Yotzi. He will bring forth justice to the nations. As we have learned earlier, Mishpat and Staka are the foundational principles upon which the time of Mashiach will be built. Mashiach will judge the nations so that there will no longer need to be war. Mashiach will be a unique leader. Pasuk 2. Lo Yitzak V'lo Yisa V'lo Yashmiach B'chutz Kolo. He will not shout nor lift up his voice to be heard in the street. Mashiach will not need to shout and threaten to be listened to as a judge. His message will be heard and accepted everywhere without any coercion. The judgments of Mashiach will be fair and honest. He will not oppress or ignore the most vulnerable in society, who can be compared to, Pasuk 3, Kanera Tzutz, a damaged reed about to break, or to Fishtacheha, smoldering flax wick, which is about to go out. He will not steal from the poor, the widow, or the orphan, even though he could. Instead, he will La'emes Yotzi Mishpat, for truth will he bring forth justice. He will decide his verdicts based on truth rather than on any political or social considerations. Using similar language, Mashiach himself, Pasuk 4, Lo Yecheh V'lo Yerutz, will neither be weakened nor damaged, as he will not need to exert any effort to bring about justice. Over the generations, we have had many false messiahs. The sign of the true Mashiach is that his faith and his ability will never weaken, and the whole world will want to learn from him. Hashem explains the purpose of this Mashiach. As an introduction to this mandate, Pasuk 5 describes Hashem, who is giving this mandate, as Borei HaShemayim V'notehem L'roka HaAretz V'tzeatzah, the one who creates the heavens and unfurls them. He establishes the earth and everything that comes from it. The first goal of Mashiach, says Rav Schwab, is to publicize this role of Hashem as the creator of heaven and earth. Mashiach's job, according to Mitzudas David and others, is to lead the world to recognize Hashem and his greatness. Hashem wants Mashiach to bring justice and truth to the world. For this to happen, Pasuk 6, V'chazek b'yadecha, Hashem promises that I am firmly holding onto your hand, V'etzarcha, and I will protect you. Hashem will give Mashiach strength and the ability to do this job. This job can only be given by Hashem, the creator of the world, who has power over all. As part of this role, Hashem has given the Mashiach the power to bring the Jews to a covenant so that they will keep Torah and mitzvot, which will be Le'or Gayim, as a light to the nation, teaching them how to know that Hashem is the ultimate God. Continuing with the explanation of the Mitzvot David, when people are in Galus, they do not perceive the greatness of Hashem. Mashiach will help them see and understand Hashem in their lives. Pasuk 7, Lifkoach Einayim Ivros, to open the eyes of the blind. Mashiach will also take people out of jail where they are sitting in the dark. Rav Schwab says that this is meant in both the literal and metaphorical sense, as many in Galus are stuck in a spiritual or emotional prison from which they cannot escape. In the time of Mashiach, it will also be clear that only Hashem can be called by the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, as all the idols have no power, they have no true honor. His names, his abilities, are unique and do not exist with the other gods. They do not deserve praise or honor. Yeshayahu ends the Nebuos about Mashiach by describing more aspects of this time period in Psukim 9-17. He prefaces this section by looking back at his previous Nebuos. Pasuk 9, Harishonos Hinei Va'u. The first Nebuos came and they were true. Chizkiyahu was indeed saved and Sennacherib was defeated. In the past, whatever Hashem said would happen, happened. Now they should know, V'chadashos Ani Magid. The new Nebuos, I will tell you, will also come true. One thing that will happen in the times of Mashiach is that no matter where the Jews are, they will sing a song to Hashem, which we have heard about in previous Prakim. They will be so astounded by the joy and beauty of Mashiach that they will need to, Pasuk 10, Shiru l'Hashem Shir Chadash, sing to Hashem a new song. There have only been 10 songs recorded in Tanakh sung to Hashem throughout history, each sung after a miraculous salvation. Each of these songs were followed by a period of further suffering. The first 9 songs are referred to as Shira, in the feminine, as the salvation birthed the next time of trouble. Only the final song is called a Shir, because after that time there will be no more problems. It is a Shir Chadash, because what we experience in the times of the Geula will be unprecedented and beyond the imagination of even the strongest believers. When the people sing, it will be as if the entire world will sing. In addition to song, the people will enumerate Hashem's glory with their speech. Pasuk 12. Yasimu l'Hashem kavod, usilaso ba'iyem yagidu. They give honor to Hashem and praise him in the islands with their speech. The Malbim says that people will recognize that Hashem is always involved in keeping the world going. Although the Navi has said that most of the nations will praise Hashem and sing his praise, there will be those who refuse to change. These people will gather against Hashem and Mashiach in the final war of Gog and Magog. Hashem will come out to this battle like a gibor, a powerful warrior. Pasuk 13, Ki ish milchamos ya'ir kina. As a man of war will he arouse his zeal. Hashem will fight the nations for what they have and are doing wrong. They have enslaved the Jewish people and do not recognize Hashem as the creator of the world, as they will not follow his direction. For Hashem, fighting with this ferocity is a new phenomenon. Hashem has not done anything to demonstrate to the nations that what they did by destroying the Beis HaMikdash and torturing the Jews was wrong. Hashem was silent throughout Galus, and others did not see what Hashem wanted as he hid himself. Pasuk 14. Hecheshesi me'olam, acharish es apak. I was silent forever. I was as if I was deaf. I restrained myself. But now, it will be as if Hashem is like a birthing woman who screams from pain. Hashem will scream at the Rasha'im. Initially, a woman in labor can keep herself silent, but eventually she screams in pain. So to Hashem, Hashem was silent throughout Galus, but in the time of Geula, Hashem will make his intentions known. The fact that Hashem has stayed silent for so long, despite the long Galus, is actually something we praise about Hashem in our tefillos. In Shemone Esrei, we call Hashem Hakel Hagadol Hanora VeHagibor. Hashem is powerful, merciful, awe-inspiring, and strong. At each stage of the Chorban of the destruction, the Chachamim, Yirmiyahu and Daniel, removed some of these words, Gibor, strong, Nora, awesome, from their description of Hashem. They asked, when they witnessed the destruction, Ayeg Vorasecha, where is your strength? How could Hashem be strong if he allowed this galus to happen to his children? When the Jews returned to the Eretz Israel, the Anshei Knesset Sagdola looked at both the galus and the Geula, and they said they have proof that Hashem is Kel Gadol Gibor Venora. Indeed, Hashem is powerful, great, mighty, and awe-inspiring. The fact that Hashem could allow his children to go into Galus without intervening is his strength. Despite Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, and despite the Chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name, Hashem allowed for the Galus as it was good for the nation. The Anshei Knesset Sagdola returned these words to the description of Hashem in Shemone Esrei to acknowledge the power of Hashem's silence. Getting back to the Psukim, describing what Hashem will destroy, Pasuk 15, Acharim harim ugvaos v'chal esbam ovish. I will destroy all the mountains and hills and dry out all their grass. The hills and mountains are symbols of the leaders who led their nations immorally, and the grasses are the population who followed them. The wealth of the nations will also dry up. after the war of Gog and Magog, Hashem will finally lead all of the Jewish people back to Israel. The Pasuk says that it will be as if the nation is blind and they are traversing on an unknown path. They will need guidance as to where to go. Hashem will bring them from darkness to light. Rashi explains that this darkness and blindness is a spiritual one. Only someone who is blind to the spiritual realities of the world can sin. In Galus, with Hashem hidden, we all sin so much more than we should, as we are as if we are blind. In the times of Mashiach, Hashem will remove this darkness so that we can finally see the aura of Torah and of Hashem. Despite the people's low spiritual status, Pasuk 16, Asisim v'lo azavtim, I will do for the Jewish people and will not leave them. Hashem promises to lead and take care of the Jewish people. In proportion to how much Hashem will help the Jewish people is how much those who serve idols will be embarrassed and turned away. Yeshayahu begins a new section of the Nevuah in Pasuk 18. He addresses those of the Jewish people, currently in Galus, who are living as if they are blind and deaf to Hashem's direction. He tells them that they should prepare themselves for Geula and do tshuva. Hashem asks an interesting question with a surprising answer. He says, Mi iver kimushulam, v'iver ke'eved Hashem. Who is as blind as one who is refined and complete in character? Who is as blind as the servant of Hashem? The Mefarshim all differ as to what this question means and what the answer means, and how come the servant of Hashem is the one who is considered the most blind and deaf? Mitzuda Stavit says that indeed, the one who serves Hashem is the most blind and deaf of all, as they should know better. They see that everyone else is missing out on Torah and mitzvos, and they ignore them. Instead, they should try to teach other people, as they know how important Torah is. The more educated people, Pasuk 20, Ra'os rabos v'lo sishmar, see many things, but don't pay attention. Pakoach aznayim v'lo yishma, open your ears, but you don't listen. The scholarly and good people have so much Torah knowledge, but they don't teach it to others to increase the honor of Hashem in the world. It stays locked away with them. This is not what Hashem wants, Pasuk 21. Hashem chafetz l'man sitko. What Hashem wants because of his righteousness is yagdil Torah v'yadir, that the Torah should become great and glorious. It is not more spiritual for a person to keep learning and growing their Torah knowledge without sharing it. Hashem wants the Torah to be taught to every Jew to make it even more widespread. The people who have knowledge and the background are expected to share it. What happens because the scholars and refined people do not teach the nation? So the nation never learned. The nation sinned, and they had the consequence of galus. The nation became, Pasuk 22, Am bazuz v'shasoy, a nation that is plundered and trampled. Now what? Hashem has laid out the problem. The people are ignorant, and the people who have knowledge aren't teaching. The question is, will anyone be part of the solution? Pasuk 23, Mi vachem ya'azin zos. Who among you will hear this and prevent the troubles from coming? And if they do not listen to it before, yakshiv v'yishma l'achor. At least they should pay attention and listen to what Hashem said before, after the fact. Ideally, people should change before the bad things happen. But sometimes, even after bad things happen, people stay stubborn and don't fix the problem. The Jewish people are plundered and robbed because of sin. Hashem wants us to realize that our problems are not just accidents, but they are wake-up calls. When an issue arises, we should look at it and say, Pasuk 24, Mi nasan, who gave this to us? Hello, Hashem? Isn't this the problem from Hashem who is doing this? Hashem wants us to acknowledge what we did wrong. Zu, this issue is because chatanu lo, we sinned against Hashem. V'lo avu b'drachav haloch v'lo shamo b'toraso, and we didn't want to walk in his way or listen to his Torah. This is the ideal reaction. The result of ignoring Hashem's message is that we need stronger and stronger messages until Pasuk 25, Vayishpoch alav chema apo ve'ezuz milchama. Hashem poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. Even still, when the world may be burning around the sinner, v'lo yasim alev, he doesn't take it to heart. He still does not acknowledge that anything that is happening to him is coming from Hashem. In this parak, we learned about how Mashiach will transform the world with justice to bring the world to its purpose, what life will be like during that time, and that Hashem will destroy those who choose not to serve him. The parak ends, according to the Metzuzas David, criticizing the learned and the Jewish people for keeping the Torah knowledge hidden from the rest of the nation. The result is that the nation sins and is exiled for their behavior. Yet, the nation does not reflect on why they were sent into Galus. The end of the parak teaches us a lesson that we must look at the world around us and discover why things are happening. History books describe what happened and how it happened. When things happen in the world, the Jew is always meant to ask, what lesson can I learn from what is happening? The word lama means why. When something bad happens, we might want to complain and say, why me? Instead, the question that we learn to ask from this parak is lema, for what? For what purpose is this happening so that I can do better? Ideally, we should all be able to learn our lesson before it happens, but sometimes that doesn't happen. The second best thing is to realize when we have a problem and then correct it as soon as possible. Another lesson from this parak is that knowledge of Torah that we have should be shared with others. We might say, but I don't know anything. What do I have to share? There's a beautiful mashal analogy from the Chafetz Chaim. There was once a town where the government put in a filtering system and they required everybody to use the filtration system for water to drink. And everybody used this and they started to get healthier. But one time a fire broke out. And despite all the efforts of the people in the town burned down. When the governor came and asked them, why did the town burn down? They said, we couldn't filter the water fast enough to put out the fire. And the governor cried, you fools. When there is a fire that breaks out, there's no time to filter the water. You use whatever fire you have. You don't care about the impurities of the water. Just make sure there's no fire. Right now, there's a spiritual fire going on in the Jewish people. There's not enough Torah knowledge. Whoever has any Torah knowledge, no matter if we have impurities or not, we are obligated to share it with others. The biggest gift that we can give to another Jew is Torah knowledge. Let's all commit to sharing what we know with anyone we can. Thank you for learning together, Li'ulei Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.